Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Calvary Chapel Church in Maine continues to fight for religious freedom. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the First Circuit Court of Appeals sidestepped its duty to rule on the merits of Calvary Chapel of Bangor's appeal in the lawsuit against Governor Janet Mills' unconstitutional orders against churches. Liberty Counsel is going to immediately ask the lower district court for an injunction and take other avenues as well to make sure that these orders by Governor Mills are struck down as unconstitutional. Holly, there's no question. These unconstitutional orders are discriminatory because they give preferential treatment to a lot of secular activities and facilities over religious activities and facilities. And the Supreme Court could not make that point more clear. And that's why we're continuing to have to fight, because some of these governors, they don't want to abide by what the clear ruling of the Supreme Court is. Some of the judges are trying to sidestep that as well, because some of these judges are being overruled. They're overruled because of the Supreme Court's opinion, and they don't want to give up. They have this antipathy against churches.
Right.
And so we have to continue to fight. And this is one. The pastor here has a very unique story, though. Mm-hmm. And maybe we can talk a little bit about him, because he is an amazing minister, Pastor Ken Graves. He started the church in his early 20s. And when he was 15 years of age, he read the book, The Cross on the Switchblade, and that changed his life. He grew up in a family where his dad was an alcoholic, and he left the family and left them in a very poor state. So he grew up poor. He grew up with an abusive alcoholic father who left. And then he read The Cross and the Switchblade by David Wilkerson, and he wanted to ultimately help families that had been going through similar things that he grew up with. So he found a local teen challenge, and he wanted to associate with them, and they allowed him to do that at age 15. He dropped out of school, and they took him under their wing, and they mentored him, and he got his high school degree. And later, in his early 20s, he started the Calvary Chapel of Bangor, Maine, which has a ministry outreach as part of the ministry, 24 women, 24 men in separate houses, and it's a substance abuse one-year recovery program. It's an amazing ministry.
And you know, when God has changed your life, you want to share that truth, that love, that hope, that peace with others. And that's what he's doing. You know, you and I understand that. He's changed our life. And the bottom line is Governor Mills and these other governors that are, you know, Democrats, have not experienced that. And so to them, I guess they see the churches as nuisances, you know, and they want to discriminate against it. But people's lives are being changed. And the ministry has to former drug addicts and alcoholics there, right? At that church.
At the church that
is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember you talking about when the lockdowns first started, they were concerned. They're like, will I be able to come to church? I see people online there. Can I come?
Yeah.
You know,
so
can
here's
you imagine
how that came about? Because under the orders of the governor, Janet Mills, and this is the same thing with all these other states around the country that put these restrictions on churches, you can have non-religious or secular meetings in the church facility, but religious worship is banned or severely restricted. And that's how it was and is in Maine. So under the orders that we filed lawsuits on and we're still litigating, you can hold secular meetings but not religious meetings or restricted religious meetings now.
So you can hold meetings in the same building, in the same room.
Right.
But when it becomes religious.
With the same people too. Because here, for example, the church can feed, shelter, and provide social services to an unlimited number of people. But religious services are restricted or, at the time when we filed suit, banned.
So the so-called virus seems to know the difference.
Yeah. So what happened is the 24 men, 24 women, 48 total, that live on the church property in two separate buildings for this year-long program. They are, as part of their program, taken through the Bible in 12 months, the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It is what makes this program essential and effective is the spiritual core.
It's life-changing. Yeah.
So they come into the church on a regular basis throughout the week for Bible study, prayer, fellowship, and worship. So when this order comes through, Pastor Ken Graves says, well, I can have the substance abuse program, but what about the worship that's essential to it? Mm-hmm. So what he said was, I can't cut out the core essential aspect of the substance abuse program, the Bible and worship and prayer.
That's the foundation of
it. So we're going to continue that with the same people in the church, but for everybody else, because nobody knew what COVID was all about, how dangerous it was or was not. You need to worship online at home. So 48 men and women would be in the church on the worship days, and it would be simulcast on the internet, and those other members of the church that were not part of the substance abuse program, they would see their brothers and sisters that they fellowship with, and they would be in church, and they would long to be able to be with them. And so the church members began to call Pastor Graves and said, Pastor Ken, if I really missed worship. If I come to church, will the doors of the church be locked? I mean, imagine getting that kind of a call from your church members. And Pastor Ken says, no, we're not going
to
lock the doors. You can come. Yeah. And so the people started coming back. This was in violation of the orders.
On their own.
On their own.
Free will. Freedom to do so.
And they chose to come back. They obviously did the health precautions. And that's when we ended up filing a lawsuit. But this really illustrates, I mean, this case really illustrates the problem with these one-size-fits-all governor templates, because they're thinking of a myopic view of church. They think of it as a building where you can just download it on a podcast and it's just the same. They think of them as no different between Protestant, Catholic, Orthodox, synagogues. They think of them all in the same scenario. They don't think about substance abuse programs, daycare programs, other kinds of feeding programs, housing programs, other kinds of training programs. They don't think about all the different aspects of the church. And
right.
You know why? Because they probably don't attend one of those churches.
Exactly. And you know, here we are in America, and now we're seeing pastors and people who attend church facing criminal charges of prison or fines or both because they come to church.
Yeah. I mean,
In America.
Think about that. I mean, we've had people that were arrested for their Christian views in the country. In fact, we're representing two. Kim Davis in Kentucky, who refused to have her name, title, and authority affixed to a same-sex marriage license.
Right.
She had to go to jail for 6 days, and we ended up litigating that case. Sandra Merritt, for doing the undercover videos of Planned Parenthood, and she got booked and arrested as well. We're defending her. But when we're talking about pastors being arrested for opening up their church, people being threatened with criminal charges or daily fines for attending church.
And you think, oh, you must be talking about a communist country, right?
Right. And in fact, I wrote a letter to that same effect about all the different kinds of things that we see happening in the country in 2020. Mm-hmm. And when you read it without knowing the context, you know, the point is you probably think I'm talking about someplace in some restrictive foreign country. But no, this is actually happening in the United States of America. And that's the shocking thing. In 2020, we crossed the line from discrimination to literal persecution. And I don't take that lightly, because when you're talking about being arrested, spending time in jail for attending worship, that's what you see happening around the world in some of these repressive regimes. And yet we're seeing it happen in the United States of America. And so Ken Graves gets threatened with daily fines and criminal penalties for having his worship service. The pastor we represented in Florida was actually put in jail and booked for having a worship service at the last part of March 2020. And we have a letter from the criminal prosecutor in California, Pasadena, against Harvest Rock Church, the pastor, the staff, and the congregants, threatening them with daily criminal charges and daily fines for attending church. No one in America should have to choose between attending church or going to prison. And we're going to continue to fight to make sure that that choice is not something that people have to continue to face in this country. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, to learn more about Liberty Counsel. You can also go to the subscribe button and subscribe to our emails and our newsletters. Go to lc.org and click on the subscribe button.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.